朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
今天早晨，我要和弟兄姊妹们分享一节非常熟悉的圣经。
This morning, I'd like to share with you a very, very familiar scripture verse.
我相信每一位基督徒都会背。
I believe every single one of us can memorize it.
就是约翰福音三章十六节。
It's John 3:16.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的，不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world.That he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
我们一起来背好不好?
Let us memorize together.
如果你还不会背, 也许你需要打开圣经来。
Maybe if you can't memorize it, then please open your Bible.
我也希望今天早晨当你这样读这些话的时候, 你能够真正明白神的爱。
And I pray that this morning as we read these verses again, we will really truly understand God's love.
我们一起来背好不好?
Let us memorize together.
约翰福音三章十六节，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的，不至灭亡，反得永生。这一节圣经是所有人最喜欢背的一节圣经。
This is the, the most favorite verse that we want to memorize.
我想不是没有道理的。
It has its not without reason.
因为这里告诉我们几件非常重要而且基本的事情。
Because it tells us some very important and most essential things.
神爱世人。
God loved the world.
所以这里就告诉我们神是怎样的一位神。
So that tells us what kind of a God is this God.
神是爱的神。
He is God of love.
我们所认识的神不是一位恐怖叫人惧怕而没有恩典的神。
This God is a God of love. It's not a God filled with fear or without mercy.
神就是爱。
God is love.
神的本身就是爱的彰显。
And God himself is the magnification of love.
在这个世界上面我们最需要的是什么?
What do we need in this earth the most?
你如果有机会去看望。
If you have a chance to go visit.
如果你有机会认识许许多的还没有信主的人。
If you have a chance to know so many of non-believers.
甚至你认识一些基督徒。
Even you know some Christians.
你会发现今天在世界上面最需要的就是爱。
Then you realize today in this earth, the most important, the thing that's really most needed is love.
没有一个人能够对爱拒绝的。
Nobody can really refuse love.
上个礼拜我去天向神那里传福音。
Last week I went to Thousand Oaks to preach the gospel.
传完信息以后有一位太太到我们面前来。
After the message, there's a certain lady come before us.
我们就跟她个人单独有些交通。
So we have some personal fellowship with her.
你知道，我们看见人的时候，我们里面就常常因着神的爱产生同情心。
A lot of times, because of God's love, then we have the sympathy and love toward other fellow human beings.
但是这一天早晨，这位太太所讲的话，叫我心里实在。叫我都鼻子酸起来。
But lady told us is really we couldn't help but shed tears.
她实在是需要耶稣。
Because she really needed Jesus.
后来我们也带她接受耶稣。
And later on, we led her to receive the Lord.
但是当她讲到她的故事的时候。
But when she was telling us her story.
她一面讲一面掉眼泪。
She was telling us the story and shed tears at the same time.
她一面讲一面讲到心里的苦楚。
And the more she tells about it, the more bitterness we can see in her heart.
她讲到她是何等的仇恨。
She said that she hates so much.
心里面没有一点点喜乐。
She said there's no joy at all.
对任何人没有爱。
And she doesn't have any. She's
incapable. 她说我里面充满的就是仇恨。
She's incapable of love And she said, all that's filled in me, inside is hatred.
当我们听完她的故事以后，我也想，难怪她里面充满了仇恨。
And after I heard the story, I don't blame her for that.
在她的这种情形里面，没有一个人能够爱人。
Because in her situation, really, nobody can love in her situation.
她实在是受了很多的伤害。
Because she is really hurt greatly.
但是当她讲这些事情说，神的话临到我。
But when she was telling all the stories, God's words came to me.
我就想到约翰一书里面第一章讲的话
I remember
里面讲的话
First John
那里告诉我们说神就是爱
It tells us God is love
所以我就对他说亲爱的姊妹有一件事情你需要知道
So I tell her that Dear sister there's one thing you ought to know
你一定要被神爱充满
You have to be filled with the love from God
你知道他自己是学了一些心理学会帮助人做这些counselor 的
She is a psychologist, and she can counsel people psychologically.
但是她自己需要帮助的时候，她又找一些心理治疗的人。
When she needs help, she went to her fellow psychologist.
他们根据所有专业的知识，最后她和她的 counsel, 她的那个心理治疗的医生都同意了一件事情。
And she went through a lot of counseling and therapy. And eventually, they come to one conclusion between her and her therapist.
她说你必须要自己坚强起来。
And they come to this conclusion that she herself has to be strong, has to just stand up.
你必须从那个好像一个可怕的梦里面出来。
You have to really just jump out of that nightmare.
他也知道他要出来。
And she knows she ought to get out.
但是你知道他不能出来。
But she can't.
他没有力量。
She couldn't. She did not have the strength.
这个恶性的循环，当他越没有力量，他越恨人。
It's a bad cycle. The more she cannot get out of it, the more hatred she experiences.
他越恨人，他里面越觉得难过。
And the more she hates, then the deeper sorrow she fell into.
他越来越低沉，越来越 depressed.
And so depressed and depressed.
他连对自己自信都没有。
She totally lost self-esteem.
他觉得他的前途，他不能工作，什么都不能做。
She can't work. She can't do anything.
他本来是教中学的教授，教员。他叫大学的教授。
She's a college professor.
但是他没有办法。
She can't even teach.
我就对他说，姊妹，你要知道一件事情。
And so I told her, sister, you ought to know one thing.
你所寻求一切的答案都不在你自己所能及到的范围之内。
All the answers you are trying to reach is not something that you can reach by yourself.
只有耶稣能救你。
Only Jesus can save you.
你需要耶稣。
You need Jesus.
你知道很多人寻求各样的治疗各样的方法都在寻求自己怎么样帮助自己
You see when we seek all kinds of help all kinds of therapy it's trying to see if we can help ourselves
只有耶稣的救恩告诉我们没有别的人我们可以靠着得救
But only the salvation from the Lord saying that upon no other name that was given that we can be saved
因为天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救的。
Because from heaven on earth and heaven, there's no other name was given that we might be saved.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们传福音，我们知道人要从罪里面拯救出来。
Today, when we preach the gospel, we do know that we have to be lifted out of our sins.
但是救恩的范围不仅是罪呀。
But the salvation covers not just only releasing of sins.
在他一切的软弱里面。
All our weaknesses.
在一切绝望里面。
All the desperate.
在一些低沉里面。
Despair and all the depression.
甚至自暴自弃里面。
Even this self-hatred and rejection.
他需要耶稣来救他。
She needs Jesus to save her.
我们为他祷告。
So we pray for her.
我们告诉他，你需要让耶稣基督进来。
So we told her that you need Jesus to come in.
今天你不能救自己了。
Today you cannot save yourself anymore.
你必须让耶稣来救你。
You need Jesus to save you.
你里面这样充满了恨。
You're filled with hatred.
怎么样能够叫恨除去？
Now how can you get rid of this hatred?
不是根据你自己的思想。
It's not because not from your own analysis.
不是根据你自己的努力。
It's not because of your own effort.
只有一个办法能够叫你里面的恨除去。
There's only one way that can get rid of that hatred.
就是让神的爱进来。
Is to let Jesus' love to come in.
让耶稣来爱你。
Let Jesus love you.
他说我不能爱别人。
She said, I can't love anybody.
我说我同意你不能爱别人，我也不能爱别人。
She said, yeah, then I said, yes, I agree that you cannot love anybody. I cannot love anybody.
但是当你被神的爱充满的时候，
But when you're filled with God's love,
你能够爱别人。
You can love.
因为从你里面出来的都是神的爱。
Because whatever is coming out is God's love.
你爱人就容易，也是可能的。
It will be possible and it will be easy to love other people.
弟兄姊妹，今天神的福音告诉我们，里面充满的是什么，外面出来的就是什么。
We know whatever is inside will come out.
在我们里面若是没有神的爱，我们装也装不出来。
If we don't have God's love in us, even when we want to pretend, we cannot.
弟兄姊妹，当我们这样跟他传福音的时候。
When we preach the gospel like this to her,
她的脸上还是带着愁容
she still have her face is still down.
她不知道我们所讲的是什么意思。
She does not know what we're talking about.
但是就好像一个绝望的人在快要灭顶的时候。
But it's like a desperate person that's just drowning.
她就开始去伸手抓住任何他可以依附的东西。
So she just wants to just reach out and grasp whatever is available.
我们说姊妹，我先为你祷告。
So we say, sister, we will pray for you first.
我们就为她祷告，祷告的我里面真的被神的爱充满。
And so we just pray for her, and during the prayer, our heart was filled with God's love.
真是同情她的需要。
Because we're so sympathetic to her.
等到后来，我们就说我祷告一句，你跟我祷告一句。
So then after that, I said, I will pray one sentence, and you follow.
当我说耶稣基督啊，求你来住在他的里面的时候
，But when I was praying that Lord Jesus, please come and dwell in her.
当我叫他说，你把你的心打开，让耶稣基督住在你的心里。
When I asked her to open up her heart so that Jesus can come in,
他就跟着做。
And she followed.
等到祷告完了以后
，After the prayer,
我看看他的脸。
And I look at her face.
我说你有没有觉得不一样啊
？And I asked her, did you feel anything different?
他说没有。
She said no.
我有点紧张了。
So I'm a little bit nervous.
我说怎么不一样呢
？I said, how come there's no difference?
他说我不觉得有什么东西。
She said, I really didn't feel much.
我说真的吗
？I said, really?
后来我再想一想。
Then I think about it.
我知道一件事情。
I know one thing.
也许你现在心里的重担没有了，对不对
？So I said, is it possible that right now your burdens is gone?
他忽然笑起来了。
And just her smile just burst out.
他说。我对他说，神已经把天上的平安放在你的里面了。
So I told her, the Lord already gave you that heavenly peace.
你经历了没有
？Now did you experience that?
不一定是什么大的兴奋热闹。
It's not something greatly exciting.
但是你心里面被神的爱充满的时候，天上的平安在你的里面。
But when you are filled with God's love, this heavenly peace will just fill you.
我说现在你可以开始赦免人。
So then I told her, now you can start to forgive others.
我说你能不能赦免你的先生啊
？I said, can you forgive your husband?
他说我不能。
And she said no.
但是过了几天，这两天他打电话回来，你知道什么事情发生吗
？But after a few days, she called us several times.
上礼拜三，他自己去到教会里面做见证。
Last Wednesday.She went to the church, have a meeting, and she gave testimony.
上个礼拜六就是昨天那里的教会去看她。
Last Saturday, that's yesterday, the people from that church went over and visit her.
哦，她的先生跟他们一起唱诗祷告。
And her husband was singing hymns with them and praying with them.
当他们唱到耶稣基督昨日今日一直到永远是不改变的。
When they were singing yesterday, today, and forever, Jesus.Is the same.
她的先生整个的被神的爱所摸着。
And her husband was really touched by God's love.
在那里流泪哭泣。
And he's beginning to weep.
他也问他们说，我怎么样可以信耶稣
？And then he asked, "How can I believe in the Lord?"
下个礼拜天我们要去看他。
Next Saturday, we're going over there, and they will come and visit us.
实在的事情就在发生我们的眼前。
So those things just happening around us.
神的爱。能够叫一切心里忧伤的人得到安慰。
God's love can cause all people with heavy burden of sorrow to receive comfort.
能够叫忧伤下沉的人灵里面起来。
And can really raise our spirit.
他的爱既然充满我们，就在我们里面再没有重担。
His love filled us, and there's no more the burden in us.
叫我们有力量。
So that we can have strength.
有力量来爱别人。
So that we can have strength to love others.
弟兄姊妹们，基督徒能爱人的秘诀是什么？
Now what's the secret of a Christian to love others?
就是你先让神的爱来充满我。
Is that you let God's love to fill you first.
主耶稣讲过一个例子，讲过一个故事，讲的有一个撒玛利亚人被强盗打得半死。
Once that Jesus used this story to teach us that there's a Samaritan was beaten up by the robbers.
如果你知道前后文，你就明白主耶稣为什么讲这个故事。
Now if you know the scripture, then you know why Jesus gave that illustration.
那里有个律法师自以为义，他自己觉得很了不起，很不错。
There's a lawyer who feel that he is righteous, so he come to confront Jesus.
他就问主耶稣说，律法中间最大的是什么？
So he asked Jesus, now what is the greatest thing in the law?
主耶稣跟他讲，你要爱，你要尽心尽意尽力爱神。
And Jesus said, well, you shall love your God with all your mind and all your strength and all your...
主耶稣又说，你要爱邻舍如同自己。
And then he said, also, you shall love your neighbors just as you love yourself.
你知道爱邻舍如同自己常常变成一句空话。
You see, a lot of time we say that you love others just like love your neighbors. It's becoming such a cliche.
这个律法师要认为自己有理。
And this lawyer wanted to express that he is right.
所以他就问主耶稣说，谁是我的邻舍呢？
So he asked Jesus, who is my neighbor?
主耶稣没有先回答他。
And Lord Jesus didn't give him the answer first.
主对他讲一个故事。
And then he tell the story first.
他说有一个人下耶利哥去。
He said there's one man went down to Jericho.
他下到那里的时候被强盗打。被打得半死，衣服也剥掉，躺在路边。
He said he was beaten and was robbed and was left on the roadside.
有一个利未人走过去了。
And there's a Levi passing by.
有一个祭司也走过去了。
And there's a priest passing by.
还有各式各样人都走过去了。
And all kinds of people passing by.
没有一个人理他的。
Nobody paid any attention to him.
结果来了一个撒玛利亚人。
Then there came a Samaritan.
这个撒玛利亚人是犹太人向来轻看的。
A Samaritan is someone that Jews despise.
结果他就停下来，不仅照顾他。
But he stopped, not only taking care of him there.
用油和酒来抹他的伤口，把他包扎起来。
Use oil and wine and to take care of the wounds.
还把他扶上牲口。
He even take him up to on the animal.
把他带到旅店里面。
And to take him to an inn.
把他的钱拿出来交银子交给旅店的主人。
And take out money to pay the person.
然后他说，过两天我必回来。
He said, after 2 days, I will come back.
不足的我都给你。
Whatever is owing you, I will pay in full.
主耶稣就问那个律法师。
So then Jesus asked this lawyer.
谁是那一个人的邻舍呀？
Now, who is the neighbor of that person?
那个律法师当然说。
And so the lawyer, of course, he would say.
利未人也不是他的邻舍。
The Levi is not his neighbor.
祭司也不是他的邻舍。
And that priest is not his neighbor.
甚至律法师也不是他的邻舍。
Even that lawyer is not his neighbor.
只有那个爱他的人，为他裹伤口的撒玛利亚人是他的邻舍。
Only that one who loves him and take care of his hurts, his wounds, is his neighbor.
主耶稣对他说，你答得不错。
And Jesus said, yes, indeed, you give the right answer.
照着去行吧。
And you shall do accordingly.
很多人我们读到圣经这里觉得，哦，主耶稣叫那个律法师去做好撒玛利亚人的事情。
So a lot of times we misunderstood. We say, oh, Jesus wants that the lawyer to be the good Samaritan.
但主耶稣实在是在那里对律法师幽默一默。
But actually, Jesus was very humorous in that part.
主耶稣说，你就是那个被打伤的人，你还不晓得嘞。
But Jesus is trying to say, you are the one that being beaten and robbed.
你被人剥了衣服躺在路旁，你还不晓得嘞。
You are being robbed of your garment and you were cast out on the roadside. You didn't even know.
你没有一点力气帮助别人，拯救别人。
Because you have no strength, you will not be able to save others to do anything to other people.
你需要那个好撒玛利亚人来爱你啊。
Rather, you need the love of that good Samaritan.
你赶快去躺在路边吧。
Go ahead and just lie on the roadside.
等候耶稣，就是那个好撒玛利亚人，把他的爱充满在你的身上。
And you can be there and waiting for Jesus, who is that good Samaritan, to come and love you and take care of you.
弟兄姊妹们，我们每个人都是被强盗打得半死的。
Actually, brothers and sisters, every one of us are the ones are just like that person.
这个世界上许许多多伤心、 痛苦的人。
There's so many people are so hurt and in deep sorrow.
让我告诉你，在侍奉神中间，最最需要力量的就是去看望别人。
Brothers and sisters, the ones that to go out and visit others are the ones really needed the greatest effort, greatest strength from the Lord.
我们去看望人的时候，我们分担他们的伤痛。
When we go visit other people, then we share that we shoulder their burden.
我们与他们同情。
We sympathize with them.
上个礼拜四，两位姊妹去看的人回到 office, 回到教会 office 来。
Last week, the two sisters went out visit and came back to the office.
我看见他们两个眼睛是红红的。
And I saw both of them have red eyes.
后来我太太跟我讲，说是看见一个姊妹真是需要，真是你听她的故事，心里面真是同情。
Then my wife reported to me that they visit a sister, and if you hear the story, and you just couldn't help but shed tears.
另外一位姊妹告诉我说。我去看了别人，我实在为了神的恩典感谢他。
And another sister reported back to me saying that after I visited that person, I really thank the Lord for the grace that He gave me.
我们看见别人的需要，想想主怎样恩待了我们。
When we see other people's in need, then we realize how good the Lord treat us.
我们里面难道不存感恩的心吗？
Now can we not but give thanks to the Lord?
弟兄姊妹们，你要你的属灵生命长进，你多看看别人的需要。
Brothers and sisters, if you want to really be strong in your spiritual life, just go visit others and see other people's needs.
你就看见神的爱怎样必须先充满你。
Then you realize that God's love has to fill you first.
然后你也能爱别人。
And then you can love others.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是福音，这就是传福音的故事。
Now this is gospel. This is.Preaching gospel.
因为神的爱在你的里面。
Because God's love is in you.
神就是爱。
God is love.
我在说这个世界上所需要的是神就是爱这一个信息。
Now all the message that this world needs most is the message of God is love.
神就是爱。
God is love.
神自己就是爱。
God himself is love.
他的作为也是充满了爱。
And his deed is all filled with love.
不管你是什么人，
It doesn't matter who you are.
不管你是哪什么年龄，
It doesn't matter how old you are.
不管你生活的经历多少，
It doesn't matter what kind of life experience you have.
神的爱必须先充满你。
God's love has to fill you first.
我们经过好多好多的问题。
There's a lot of problems we went through.
有些人，我们见到少年人最大的需要是什么？
And we come across young people, and we know the greatest need they have.
他们不觉得他们自己有什么独立存在的价值。
Sometimes they don't feel that they have any value that they shall exist by themselves.
但是等到他们经历到神的爱的时候。
But when they experience God's love.
或者他们经历到家里面父母对他们爱的时候。
Or if they experience the love their parents toward them.
他们生命改变了。
Their life changed.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹。感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。